The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.
Find today's episode and previous editions of The Chad Olson Show on the podcast page at ChadOlsonShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsonShow.com. Log on now.
There's a little black spot on the sun today.
The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
We believe that China, in fact, was aware before the invasion took place that Vladimir Putin was planning something. We also are watching closely to see the extent to which China actually does provide any form of support.
There's a flagpole right
the Chad Olson Shadows and
Well, we've talked about it from the outset of this conflict as Vladimir Putin tries to wrest Ukraine out of the satchel of the globalists and the New World Order. The primary and fundamental misunderstanding on the part of anybody looking at this and cheering for, well, the sovereign borders of Ukraine. So interesting how Ukraine can have sovereign borders, but, well, you know, the United States cannot. Blessed, again, the fatuously idiot class in the United States, cheering now for the blue and yellow flag of Ukraine. If you'd asked anybody in the United States to name the colors of the Ukrainian flag prior to 2 weeks ago, you would have gotten a blank stare, and you understand exactly the susceptibility of the idiot, COVID-idiot class to this kind of propaganda. But the primary misunderstanding, the fundamental disconnect on the part of the American population is simply the realization that this is not a case of tyrants around the world simply understanding the weakness of the Biden administration. As much as everybody wants to latch onto this and say, well, this never would have happened under Donald Trump because Donald Trump is so much tougher than Joe Biden, blah, 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 that misses the point entirely of what's going on. This is the culmination of 20 years of using NATO and Ukraine and NATO's use of Ukraine and the deep state's use of Ukraine as a bioweapons outpost, as a honeypot for all their money laundering games and all the chicanery with the manipulation of the world energy market. And beyond that, simply the flushing through and the laundering of U.S. foreign aid for kickbacks into the American political class. Reason they tried so desperately to defend Ukraine and to keep Donald Trump from establishing clear lines of communication with the Ukrainian government is because they knew any nosing around by the Trump administration in Ukraine was going to turn up this absolute landfill of entrenched bureaucratic corruption on the part of the American political class in Ukraine and the use of Ukraine as a money laundering washing machine for U.S. foreign aid. Yeah, someday maybe we will know, and if we ever had such a thing as investigative journalism in the world again, we would know down to the decimal point the amount of foreign aid given by the United States to the nation of Ukraine and the percentage of the kickbacks into the pockets of people like Joe and Hunter Biden, Alexander Vindman, Ambassador Taylor, who's that Fiona chick who just perjured herself over and over again in the impeachment proceedings against Donald Trump. Every single one of these Ukrainian apologists. These were members of the CIA and the deep state who were desperate to keep that honeypot intact because, boy, was that some sweet feastery or what? Be able to send billions and billions and billions of American dollars into Ukraine and then, you know, get kickbacks, 5, 10, 20%, who knows what the actual amounts were, and just put it right into the pockets of the lawmakers. Maybe Lindsey Graham got some of that money. What do you think about those possibilities? Maybe this is the purchasing of so many of the members of the deep state and the lawmakers and, well, I would assume the Clinton Foundation was much in line for that kind of money laundering chicanery as well. They're desperate to keep all their secrets intact, and Vladimir Putin is sitting on the treasure trove, just as he was with the knowledge of who actually hacked the DNC back in 2016. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.